Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, this is the anniversary of Pat. You know, it's 60th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's actually 15 years ago yesterday and today, mm-hmm. right?
That's right.
That he gotten saved, which in itself
is a miracle.
It's like, first of all, there was Paul. He says, I was the chiefest of sinners.
All right.
And he says, the reason why God saved me is to prove that you can be saved, right? Exactly, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, I knew him before. He's a changed man. No, but he got saved, gave his life to the Lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Built backgammon boards at work, and but he had yet to receive he was sanctified. His spirit was sanctified. He saved, going mm-hmm. to heaven, all that. And then he began to be discipled and learn the ways of God. But when he read the word of God, he found out, he's like, man, I want the infilling of the Holy Spirit. I want to be baptized by the Holy Spirit. With mm-hmm. I want a power. Mm-hmm. I mean, even Jesus said, listen, I want you to wait. Mm-hmm. I want you to wait and pray and sit, by the way. They were sitting. Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen, there's going to be a suddenly that takes place. And this suddenly would happen as they were waiting for God to release power and birth the church. And what happened was they were in the supper room, and they were, you can read about it in Acts chapter 2. But just suddenly when they were together waiting, like the Lord told them to before they did anything, suddenly a wind came from heaven. Mm-hmm. It's like this mighty wind just came blowing through and filled the house, house, that they were sitting in. And that in itself, and think about this, because we're going to talk about some things that happened in that 15 years ago today. Mm-hmm. And so this wind just blew. And then they were filled with the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of God, just a baptism in the Holy Spirit. And then out of that, they began to speak different languages. Mm-hmm. And there's languages they didn't speak before. But these languages were so diverse and unique because people had come from all different nations at that time in Jerusalem, and they were listening to these guys speak these different languages, and they could hear, everybody could hear in their own language what was going on.
Hmm.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And so Pat was saved, and he was wanting that experience. He was like wanting that experience, and we were wanting that experience for him. No, we were wanting that experience. But God had laid on our hearts 15 years ago today to anoint the borders of the county, city, and which we resided in, which now is actually where God's called us to establish the VFN Dream Center.
That's right.
And the third well of digging well. And so to be truthful with you, right, we were just, okay, we're going to do what God said. Mm-hmm. We're going to do it. And we were tired. It was the end of a work day.
Yeah.
And it's a big county. So we were driving way north. Oh, is it Brat?
Yeah, Brat.
And so
almost a century.
Yeah, and we were driving north. And so we're going to anoint the borders. And what we're going to do is we're going to claim this county for God. That's what we're going to do. And so we took the bottles. We had 4 bottles of oil.
Mm-hmm.
And we put news, NEWS, N on one bottle for north, and E on one bottle for east, mm-hmm. and W on one bottle for west.
You know, that was the direction we went into. We went north,
yeah,
east.
Well,
west.
I did when I was writing that down. But okay. It just took me 15 years. And then S is
south.
South. Thank you. And
wow.
And so,
fill him, Lord.
Thanks everyone,
fill him,
for
Lord.
Laughing. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Fill him, Lord. Fill him, Lord.
And so, so we're heading up. We're heading north. We're taking this long journey up this Pensacola 29 Pensacola Boulevard type road, and we're headed straight north, like the main artery for Pensacola. 15 mm-hmm. years ago today,
mm-hmm.
and we were so worn out. Before we got to Brat, we didn't realize it. The county just kept going and going, right? And so we pull off at this gas station to get something, and we're trying to find the map and do different things.
Mm-hmm.
And and we said something negative, or what, I don't know what it was. And then we go, my goodness, we're going to go pray for the county. And we said something negative. We're like, Lord, forgive us, God, we're repenting, right? But we're just so tired. We were worn, slap out, as they say down south, right? Mm-hmm. Slap worn out. And so we made it finally to the center northern border of Escambia County, Florida, not Alabama. Mm-hmm. And we're standing there in the middle of nowhere. I mean, we have this dog out there, I think. There was a horse in farmland, right? Yeah. And there was one like intersection.
Pitch black. It was like nothing. No, not even a red light.
Did we want to say this? Okay, so, and so we had, you know, Roger was there. Mm-hmm. You were there. I was there.
Yeah, just three of us.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay. Where mm-hmm. were you? Anyway, so man, I didn't realize we have four border. Anyway, so we're on the northern border, so we're going to be in the pray, right? We're going to pour the oil out. We're just going to say, by faith, God, you know, we just claim this county for you, that you would bless it, that you would give creative ideas and concepts to the businesses and the individuals. You bless the marriages and the families, that your church would be blessed. Pray for the whole church in the county. And all of a sudden, just the power of God just dropped on us. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
On the northern border. And we looked like crazy folks on the northern borders. But at that point, because we were so tired, it's like this power of God just dropped. And Roger, who had never prophesied a day in his life, mm-mm. just it was overcome. And literally his spirit just exploded inside of him.
Yeah.
And he began to prophesy from the north to the south. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about, oh, just all these things, the army of God and all these different things taking place. And it was like, when God finished that, it was like, bam, you know, it was mm-hmm. like, he was just like, you know.
Yeah, he
was
overwhelmed.
Yeah, he was overwhelmed. And it's like, man, that is powerful what the Lord's doing. So we were just like, woo, we're pumped now. Okay, God, we're in this. Mm-hmm. We're in this. And so then from the northern border, we're driving back, going now. We were just on fire now. We're going to go to the eastern border, right? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the Lord had laid on our heart that this is the night that Pat's going to be filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He's going to be the power of God, you know? Mm-hmm. And so we're riding up like Highway 4 or whatever it is in excess of a particular speed limit. And we were just pumped. We're so adrenaline was going, right? And so we are reaching back because I think you were in the back seat. Were you not in the back seat?
Yep.
And so Roger.
Sipping on my drink.
Who's driving?
You were.
Really? It was me?
Yeah, you were driving.
I was driving in excess of speed. Anyway, so we're driving like this, and we're reaching our hands back in the back of the car.
Yeah.
And we say, you're going to get filled. This is tonight. Tonight's your night. You're going to get filled. And so we're praying, and we're coming, and finally pull off of this Tom Thumb in the middle of nowhere. And
no, it was just on the side of the
shoulder. Well, no, we had to get the drink first.
Well, I already had that. We'd gotten that earlier. Just saying.
So he had his drink already. And so he had the 75-ounce drink of orange juice.
Between my legs.
So, okay, hold on a minute. So we're driving down the road at this rapid rate of speed, and we're praying for him. And then finally, he has his drink already with him. It's a big, huge gulp drink. I mean, it's back when he used to drink sugar and stuff.
His thing Mountain Dew was his thing
and all that. Yeah, he had a lot of bad addictions. God's delivered him from them. And the but all of a sudden he spills his entire drink in his lap, and we're on the side of this road, Highway 29. And what happens when that happens is his brain shuts down and quits trying to get this thing through his works, get the baptism of works, and he looks at his lap, and he's the first word, I can't even tell you the first word he said. But once his mind just turned off what was going on, his spirit just exploded. He was like orange, Holy Spirit filled man. He was like, this is a huge drink. And so it was like, and the words that came out were kind of like fragrant, orange, fragrant words. You know?
Baptizing orange and in the Holy Ghost.
But it was interesting though. It was almost like, because remember when they got filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that it was like everybody understood in their own language. Well, mm-hmm. we were going to the eastern border only later to find out, and we were going to pray, and there's rivers that go down both sides of Escambia County. And so we were going to go to the Escambia River, is where we're headed to, and we were going to pour oil down the river, so the oil would just go all the way down the river. So we get there, so he's now filled.
Anointing oil,
yes. So, yeah, right. Not BP oil, olive oil.
Thank you.
That's why he's here.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And so And so we go out, and so he's filled. It's like this Indian dialect. It's like an Indian dialect, you know. God loves it, just, you know. Anyway, so he's praying in the spirit, but he's just on fire, you know. And so we get to the Escambia River, mm-hmm. and we're praying there. And he's, the power of God is so strong at this point. Prophecy is just exploding about, you know, Ezekiel and these, you know, these bones. Will these bones live? And just powerful things begin to speak to the church and the bones, and just, you know, bless the church. Just, and it was just, I could imagine what angels were doing during that time in the spiritual realm. But he couldn't even stand up. He was actually on the dock looking like on all fours, standing on the power of God. Was so strong that he was going to pour the oil. Obviously, he was the one that's going to pour the oil out, the olive anointing oil out.
Yes, thank you.
As we prayed for the eastern border of Escambia County. And he's literally praying in the spirit, but it's a Indian dialect, only for us to find out that the First Nation people were right there in that very same area. So no telling what the Lord had us praying in repentance for what happened to the First Nation people, but we were pouring it out and asking God to bless the church. And so then, I mean, we thought we were spiritually high up in Brat, but now we're like, woo, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, Pat got filled. I mean, he's out of his head. And so we are just pumped. Finally.
Wow.
You're welcome. And and so then we're heading over to the western border.
Yeah.
And this is another river. It's called the Perdido River. Mm-hmm. And it runs down the western border. And we get back from this break. I got to tell you what happened, because it was so powerful. We're talking about a powerful night 15 years ago today.
Yes.
And as you heard earlier, on the way to, and the Lord laid on our heart, this was the night that Pat was going to receive, that he desired to receive. And you can receive the baptism right now. It's a gift from the Lord as a believer. And if you want more information on it, write to us, let us know, or talk with your pastor, and he'll help you out with the baptism. And but understand, so we're driving down Highway 29. Pat is like orange and filled. With the power of God, and he's praying in the spirit, and it sounds just like a Indian dialect. And Escambia actually is an Indian name, right? It's actually an Indian name.
Yep.
But several tribes were in this area. As a matter of fact, Geronimo was held in prison in Escambia County on the island out there in Fort Pickens.
Sad.
It's very sad. And so here we are, and we're just obeying God. But remember, we started off so worn out and so tired. Mm-hmm. Listen, the enemy's just trying to defeat you. When God's called you to do something, don't go by your feelings. Walk in obedience. And he just charged. We were, woo. It was like, it was amazing. Visions and prophecy and power. And I mean, God was doing something that night. I mean, he was doing something 15 years ago today. And so we're going to the western border. And the western border has the Perdido River going down it. And this particular area is known for, because I spent almost 10 years in law enforcement, is known for a lot of crime, a lot of, you know, people's throats have been cut out there in this area. A lot of, because it's way out in the kind of the wilderness. It's on the border of Alabama and Florida. And you got to go, you know, way out there to be able to get to it. And we go out there, and we get out of the vehicle. You know, we're just on fire, pumped, you know, for the Lord. But when we get there, it just kind of it's just like oppression.
Thick. Yeah, it's real thick.
It was like having somebody's hands on your ears where you couldn't even, it's like pressure. You're in this vacuum.
Yeah. Wow.
And we're like, oh my goodness. You could just feel the demonic things that have happened in that area. So we had a little, and it was just still, there was no wind. There was this river, Perdido River. There was a bridge over the Perdido River. But it was a vacuum. And so we just began to speak out and pray and deal with whatever the strongholds were in that particular area before. So we prayed so we could pray.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We had to pray so we could pray.
Wow.
And so then all of a sudden, as we begin to pray, you hear this almost like an applause or maybe an army or something of that nature. But what it was we found out it was like wind that was not yet there was coming towards us. Mm-hmm. And you could hear it coming towards us. So imagine being in a vacuum. It's still as can be. And as you're praying, you can literally hear wind moving towards you, but it has not yet arrived yet. So you're still in this vacuum. And then all of a sudden, standing on this bridge, the wind took like a 90-degree turn. It was like a 90-degree turn.
Yeah, you can see it on top of the trees.
Yeah, yeah. And it just took a 90-degree turn, and it hit us directly. And we began to prophesy into the wind, and it just changed the entire atmosphere. And it was just, imagine your clothes are flapping, and you're just like, oh my goodness, it was so powerful, was it not?
It was.
It was just a huge night. God was restructuring 15 years ago today. This county, because he had good plans in store for it. That's and right. The enemies tried to steal that. Mm-hmm. Vandals, as the Lighthouse Prophecy talks about through Bob Jones and Paul Keith Davis, is that had tried to destroy it. But guess what? God is bringing light back into this. Mm-hmm. And he is going to redig the wells, and glory mm-hmm. is coming. So here we are just on fire again. We're like, well, yes, we're pumped. And Pat's like, oh, yeah. No, he's not messing with you. And so then, but the big thing, the biggest thing that was going on, you have to understand this. If you get out of your head, the power of God was moving. God, we were interacting with heaven, and heaven was interacting with us, and we were just whatever God wanted. And so then we're heading out to the southern border. But at this point, I know. But at this point, we pulled up to a particular intersection, and the lights went out in the car. I don't know. It's supposed to be like 1 o'clock in the morning, maybe by this time. And the lights go out on the car. So now we're into the ninth day. So we just started on the eighth, and we ended up on the ninth. And this is like 15 years of the day. And we're like, you know, I don't know what we said, but I looked at Pat and I said, well, put your hands on the car. And he's sitting in the front seat. Now, you actually moved to the front seat. Look at that. What happened there? Because he was in the back when you got filled.
We pulled off at the store.
That was?
Yeah.
And so I said, no, pray. So he puts his hand on the dash.
Yeah.
And he begins to pray in the spirit. And immediately the lights come back on the car, which is weird them even going out. But you know what? Yeah.
Hey,
light came back
My
on.
Faith so was high, boy.
So whenever it was high, man. Yeah. I should have asked him for a financial breakthrough. Anyway, so now we're riding on Highway 29, which is the main artery of Escambia County, and we're riding down there. This is what happened. Mm. And as I'm driving there, and we're looking, and I don't know if our wheels were even touching. We were so excited, our wheels were even touching the ground. All of a sudden, it was like the roads became arteries and veins, and the land actually was almost like a part of a body. Imagine just a piece of your skin lifted up, and it was showing Escambia County as part of a larger body. Mm-hmm. And we're one church, the Church of America, for example. And so God was working on that one part of the body, I guess. And it was amazing. It was like living tissue. And so we're riding through this whole vision, and we're driving. And so now we're headed to the Naval Air Station. Mm-hmm. And this is the most southern border of Escambia County that we needed to pray for. And we had the S bottle was left, right?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And we're going there. And at that time there was heightened things going on in the world. And we didn't know. So we get there to the base, and we just wanted to be able to pray for the southern border, pray for the military. And we wanted to be able to take olive oil, anointing oil, and just anoint the most southern border. It's the last border we had left. Mm-hmm. And so we get to the gate, and this was years ago. It's not the present guards, just so you know. This is years ago. 15 years ago today. And we said we need to be able to come on the base, and didn't say anything because you think they're not going to understand what's going on. Right. And he just said no.
Right.
He just said no. It's like,
you don't understand.
Yeah, right. And so you're just thinking like, oh my goodness. So I said, here it goes. Here it goes. I'm going to have to tell him everything. And so I pulled that S bottle out, the last one, the southern border. And we're telling this guard at the Naval Air Station, mind you, that just has a heightened security because the world things are going on at that time, 15 years ago today. And they couldn't let folks in. And I said, I told the whole story. And I said, so all we have left is the southern border. And NAS is a most southern border. And we need to be able to pray. And he says, come on in. Didn't he?
He sure did.
The favor of God just told you think,
wow.
You know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The favor of God, once we told him exactly what was happening, the favor of God just said, come on in. He didn't send an escort. They didn't send anybody with us. We had full rein, and we went straight to, just so you know, we went straight to the water.
Yeah, right.
Right there where those hangars are out there, where the ramps are.
Brown water.
And began to pray. Because now we've prayed for all the borders of Escambia County. And some of the words, I remember the Lord, one of the words that was spoken was that I am setting up my base, my angelic base over NAS. Mm-hmm. And I'm sending out my war angels to do warfare on my behalf. So you see NAS, what was prophetically stated at that point, there's another base above that in the spiritual realm of angels that go and do warfare, because God was and is upset about what's happening to his church. And then this authoritative word came out, this really possessive word. What was the word?
He says, they're mine.
No, it was Mike. They're mine. You know, so many people are trying to take God's folks, making them, that's my church. That ain't your church. That's Jesus's church. You didn't give your life for that church. Jesus gave his life for the church. And it was such a, they're mine. I mean, it was like the fear of God just dropped when that happened. And we realized that he wants his church. He's jealous over his church. And it was a powerful, powerful night. So I just want to encourage you. Maybe God, don't do it in your head, but maybe God is leading you to the very same thing over your city, over your county. But if you're in the Escambia County area, know that we prayed, and when we were being called out, we thought we were being called out, and God called us back to this particular region. That's the two things that we could not give away, because there was nobody found in the land that could carry what God has already done, which is the Malachi mandate, which is the 10-year prophecy, and what we just told you about the borders of Escambia County. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.